Now is the time, episode 30. I'm Caleb Succo, and this is the podcast where we talk about how we can use our lives right now to worship our God. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Now is the Time. Hey, I gotta admit, I did not tell you the truth last time. Well, I should say I changed my mind, because last podcast, episode 29, I said on this episode I will be talking about the worship experience, but I'm not going to talk about the worship experience. I'm going to talk about Ukraine, and, well, I guess I have the right to do that, because this is my podcast, and I make the decisions. But, you know, I will talk about the worship experience in a coming podcast soon. But with the elections coming up in Ukraine, I just really felt the need to talk about what's going on in Ukraine and to share prayer requests with you. In fact, I have a list in front of me right now of 17 prayer requests for Ukraine, because I want to encourage you to pray for Ukraine. In fact, today is Saturday, and it has been announced as a day of prayer and fasting for Ukraine, because tomorrow, Sunday, May 25th, are the elections that are going to be taking place, elections for president in Ukraine. So far, since the revolution and since the former president, Viktor Yanukovych, fled to Russia and left his office, we've had an interim president in Ukraine, Turchinov, who actually is a Baptist preacher, but they announced back in February or early March that there would be elections on May 25th. So the government is holding to that, and they are going to have those elections there very soon. In fact, just in a few hours after, because Ukraine is 10 hours ahead of us, those elections will be starting. So I want to fill you in on a couple of things that are going on in Ukraine, and then I want to share with you prayer requests. Christina and I are fasting today. We are praying, and I know that you may not be listening to this on Saturday. Maybe you're listening to it on Sunday or Monday. And of course, these prayer requests are going to continue to be important prayer requests here for the next several weeks or even next several months. But these are things that I've been praying for as well. So let's start, friends. I want to fill you in on a couple of things that have been happening. Of course, I don't want to go back and talk about the whole history of all the events here, but you probably know that Crimea has been annexed by Russia. That was done pretty clearly as they sent Russian troops in and basically slowly took over and then had the referendum. Similar things have been happening in eastern Ukraine, but it is different. And it's different, and I said this actually early on when I think I did a podcast, I have to look it up which podcast it was, but I talked about why Crimea wants to become part of Russia, or at least, why a large part of the population. I don't think it was 97% like they said in the vote, but yeah, there was a fair amount of people that wanted to become part of Russia. And if you want to listen to that, that's episode 25. You can go to succofamily.org/25. And the title of that podcast was Why Does Crimea Want to Be Part of Russia? So, I said in that podcast that if Russia tries to come into eastern Ukraine, it's going to be different. It's going to be bloodier, a lot bloodier. And it has been, unfortunately. In fact, just this last week, there was an attack on a checkpoint that was manned by Ukrainian troops and Russian troops or pro-Russian separatists. They came not in military vehicles. They came in actually armored bank vans, you know, that they carry money in. And they came up to the checkpoint, opened fire with machine guns, with rocket-propelled grenades, and as a result, I think they are saying 18 Ukrainian soldiers died. And then just the day after that, which was Friday, yesterday, more pro-Ukrainian forces were killed at another checkpoint. And I'm not sure what the total death toll is for this conflict, but it is well over 100. And so it certainly has been bloodier, it has been scarier, a lot more fear involved. And then as far as churches go, here's the thing. Eastern Ukraine, Donetsk, Lugansk, those areas, they are really scary places right now. And those pro-Russian separatists or terrorists, as they're being called by Kiev, and they really are terrorists because they are terrorizing the people and they have held them in fear, and they have also started persecuting some of the churches. And that persecution was seen very clearly yesterday in Donetsk when a pastor who has been organizing a public prayer every day for the past, I think it was the 81st day yesterday, 81 days, for the past 80 plus days, has been organizing a public prayer in the evenings in downtown Donetsk where everyone can see. They've had people come by, they've had some physical abuse, they have had their flags ripped down, thrown in the river. Well, yesterday, armed men came with machine guns, tore down their prayer tent, threw it in the river, and told the people, if you come for prayer, you will be shot. So the pastor that was, his name is Sergei, who was in charge of this, he went to the city administration building to talk to someone about this. And I posted I translated Pastor Sergei's post and put it on Facebook. So if you can find my Facebook page, you can see that translation there. And he went to the city administration office to find someone to talk to about this. And when he got there, they began yelling at him, screaming at him, accusing him of all kinds of things, and began beating him. And unfortunately, they beat him pretty severely. Severe enough that he had to go to the hospital. Thankfully, there were some people there that kind of knew who he was and told the others to stop beating him. And he escaped with his life. And but that kind of persecution, that kind of fear, it's the kind of things that we're seeing now in eastern Ukraine. And not to mention that I'd also heard, I think it was earlier this week, that the pro-Russian separatists had come and they'd actually just sort of annexed a church building from one of the churches there in, I think that was in Slavyansk. So times are tough. People are angry. People are violent. And it is getting scary there in eastern Ukraine. And we need your prayers. They need your prayers. The believers there need your prayers. And so let me just go over this list with you of prayer requests for Ukraine. And the first one is this: pray for honest and fair elections. You may be listening to this after the elections have happened, but there is still a lot of things that can be done after the elections have happened to manipulate the results. So pray for honest and fair elections, and also pray that people would not be afraid to come out and vote. Unfortunately, in eastern Ukraine, there will probably be very little voting because people have been threatened and been warned not to take part in the vote. But pray for honest and fair elections in Ukraine. Also, pray for wisdom for this new government. I mean, I just cannot imagine the difficulty of trying to lead a nation and bring unity to Ukraine right now. And so we really need to pray for the government leaders, for those who represent the people, and for whoever this new president will be. Now, I know leading in the polls is a guy named Poroshenko, And honestly, I don't know too much about him except that he is the director of a very large candy chocolate factory, and he is very pro-Ukrainian. There are also some candidates in the that are running for government for president that are more pro-Russian. It's really they have no chance of winning anything in these elections. And there are also some, there's at least one candidate that is running for president that is very radical pro-Ukrainian, but I think his chances are also very small. So pray for those elections. Pray that people would not be afraid to come out to the elections. And then pray for wisdom for the new government in Ukraine. And also pray for unity of the new government. Like I said, you have your pro, you have pro-Russians, you have radical nationalistic Ukrainians, you have a whole spectrum of people there. And this is a government that desperately needs unity right now. And while we're talking about the government, let's think too about some of the problems that they face. And besides the unity, there is this huge debt hanging over the government. And part of that huge debt is a debt in gas payments to Russia. And unfortunately, a lot of this conflict is around money. So pray that Ukraine would find a way to pay off its debts to Russia and to provide gas for the people in Ukraine, because without that, that just the whole economy kind of has a hard time doing anything without gas. And so we need to pray that Ukraine will be able to pay that debt for gas to Russia. And also, again, I'll just keep giving prayer requests here about the politics, and then we'll move on to some other prayer requests. But pray for President Vladimir Putin. And what I've asked people to pray for is pray that he meets Jesus. And now you can take that one way or another, I understand. But what I'm saying is pray that he understands who Jesus is and he puts his faith in him. Pray that he gets saved, because I think that would change his stance, his philosophy, his direction, and would change the things that Russia is doing in Ukraine right now. Well, I know that he doesn't admit to doing much of anything in Ukraine, but it is pretty clear that Russia is behind a lot of what's going on in Ukraine. So pray for Vladimir Putin, okay? Pray for Donetsk and Luhansk regions, and pray for the churches there. Pray for the persecuted churches there. Pray for Pastor Sergei and other pastors and churches. Pray for, I'm not sure what the name was, the church that their building was taken from them. We need to pray for the persecuted churches there in the eastern regions of Ukraine. Also, pray for families in especially some of the cities like Slavyansk and Kramatorsk. I know that one church is actively evacuating families from Slavyansk. Many people have left the city because there is open warfare going on right now around many of these areas, and it has become dangerous. Not only that, there's very little food left on the shelves because trucks do not want to cross these checkpoints and go through the fighting lines to enter with food products. And so there's less and less on the shelves, less to eat in some of these towns like Slavyansk and Kramatorsk. So pray for families in those towns, especially. Also, we need to pray for honesty in reporting by the media. Unfortunately, this has been a huge media war, and Russia has hugely manipulated footage, sometimes just fabricated footage, but they're not the only ones to blame. Sometimes the Ukrainian side also has been guilty of reporting things that maybe weren't quite true. And generally what happens is when those things are manipulated to try to show something or portray something that didn't really happen that way, it gets people angry, it gets people upset, and it causes further division. So pray for honesty in the media and for reporting, and for reporters. Also, you know, as we think about the churches again in Ukraine, we need to pray for unity for the churches in Ukraine, because some churches are split over this issue. So pray for unity of the churches in Ukraine, and also pray for boldness in preaching the gospel. I mean, it has gotten scary to be an evangelical Christian in eastern Ukraine. And also, you know, let's not forget Crimea. We need to pray for Christians there too, and for believers, because certainly Russia has much stricter laws when it comes to evangelism and freedoms of speech and things of that nature. So pray for our brothers and sisters as well in Crimea. And you might also want to just pray for the Tatars, the people group, the Tatars in Crimea, who did not want Russia to come and take over. There has been evidence that they are being persecuted, that some of them are being removed from where they live. And so pray for that people group. That's an Islamic people group. It's a people group that need the Lord as well. All right. We need to also pray for, we need to pray for forgiveness and reconciliation. You know, one of the main problems I see is something that was typified by after what happened in Odessa, where so many people were burned in the building. And the thing that was said after that was, "We will not forgive for what happened in Odessa." Well, you know, obviously these people don't understand the forgiveness that Jesus gives. And if there would only be forgiveness amongst the people, there would be reconciliation. But I think that people need to see Jesus, and they need to understand his forgiveness first. So pray for forgiveness and reconciliation. And also, you know, pray that people would begin to seek the Lord instead of just political change. People are willing to die because they believe that a different government or something, you know, will make everything better. It won't. So pray that people would understand that they need to seek the Lord and not just political change. Also, pray for the Ukrainian army. You know, there are many new recruits in the Ukrainian army, and I've seen reports that there are churches out there that are ministering to these young soldiers, that are giving them Bibles. Pray for them, that they would think seriously about their eternal destination, that they would think about their faith, that they would have an opportunity to read God's word and put their faith in Christ, and also that they would accomplish their task. Right now they have an anti-terror campaign going on, that they would be able to accomplish that task without further loss of life. Then also, you know, I think we just need to pray that peace and order of law would come back to eastern Ukraine. Right now, it's just, you know, it's a place where if you've got a gun, you got a few guys, then people have to listen to you. And people are getting tired of that. And they need peace. They need order of law. So pray that that would come back to eastern Ukraine. And then finally, pray for the families that have already lost loved ones. Of course, during the revolution, during the protests, there were over 100 people that died, most of them protesters, some of them, I think about 15 or 16 were police. And already during this conflict, there have been more deaths than during the protests. And we need to pray for those families, those who've lost loved ones, who are hurting now, and who may want to seek revenge. We need to pray for those soldiers who have lost their friends, because they are hurting as well. Many of those soldiers who are now fighting, they were those protesters who were in Kiev at Maidan. And now they've picked up guns and they are fighting for their country. So we need to pray for them as well. And most importantly, in all of this, we need to pray for peace in Ukraine. We need to pray for political peace. But We need to pray for a peace that only Jesus can offer. We need to pray that they would understand that true peace comes when an individual is at peace with God. And we can only be at peace with God when we recognize what Jesus has done for us, because he is our peace. When we understand his death and his resurrection, his death on our behalf, and his overcoming of sin's curse through the resurrection, and his ability, his unique ability to bring peace between us and God because of his sacrifice on our behalf. That is what the people of Ukraine need to understand right now. Join us in praying for Ukraine. All right, friends, I hope that those prayer requests you will take to heart and pray. If you do not receive our email updates, I send out regular prayer requests for Ukraine there. Go to sukofamily.org/pray and you can get those prayer updates by email. Also, if you'd like to leave a comment and let us know that you are praying for Ukraine, go to sukofamily.org/30 and you can leave a comment on the show notes for this podcast. I will have these prayer requests listed in the show notes for this podcast. So if you would go to sukofamily.org/30, you can find the prayer requests there and you can share them with your friends. That would be greatly appreciated. All right, friends, until next time, blessings. Keep praying for peace in Ukraine.